This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And we welcome the mayor of Aliquippa, Dwan Walker. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you and invited you to be on because Juneteenth is a very special day in this country and recognized officially. 2021, it was signed in as a federal holiday by President Biden. Officially recognized on Wednesday, some cases recognized today. But I'm curious, for someone in such a important role like yourself as a mayor, what does it mean to you?
Well, I think it's more than just, like you said, celebrations. I think it's just, like you said, just people coming together to celebrate like our triumphs, of what we come, how far we've come. You know, like I said, 1865, June 19th was the emancipation. That's when they found out in Galveston, Texas, that the slavery had ended. And I think, like I said, for it to be, it shouldn't just be considered like a party thing, but it should just be for us celebrating the coming together. So like, hey, we got more work to do than just that. Because in some senses, we still are, you know, confined to certain things, violence and different things. So I think we just got to just be more than just a celebration, I believe. But we should come together and celebrate.
Mayor, what's going to happen on Wednesday in Aliquippa? Anything special lined up?
Most people do it on Wednesday. I mean, there may be some gospel things coming around. Some churches are doing some things here in the county. So, but a lot of things happened this past weekend. CCBC had a Juneteenth, and the Aliquippa Green Team had a nice celebration. Bay River Falls had some things. So a lot of people did a lot of things this weekend.
Yeah, and I would imagine for most Americans, they were unaware of Juneteenth until, you know, it was made a federal holiday, frankly, which was just a few years ago. When did you become aware of it, Mayor?
We've always heard about it when we were kids. So, but again, it wasn't a holiday then. It was just, like, I remember when Aliquippa first, we did it, we had a group have their first Juneteenth in Aliquippa over the weekend a couple years ago. And, I mean, it was a beautiful turnout because nobody really knew. No kids knew. I mean, adults knew, but none of the youth did. But when you come together and everybody, and it's a peaceful celebration, and everybody come out, you got singers, dancers, you know, vendors everywhere, just you know, celebrating our heritage, making sure people know about it, selling T-shirts, telling the history of it. So people are learning every day. I think since 2021, a lot more people are learning a lot more about it. Which is good because you want people to get educated about it. Ain't just a party or parades. It's a lot more to it than just that.
I can't imagine what it must have been like on that day in Galveston, Texas, when people who were enslaved realized that they were free. That moment must have been unimaginable.
I mean, to find out that you were free, the last, like in Galveston, Texas, remember, they were the last one to find out.
Right.
So just think about that they were the last. So I imagine that they were still going about their day until somebody said, no, you're free. You know, it probably had to be, I mean, believe me, and it probably had to be something amazing. You know, I couldn't imagine the emotion that would have probably came down on that, you know, from everybody in that town and just like, wow, we are. I mean, they probably was just shocked. I mean, they probably were shocked. They probably were just like, are we serious? Just for real? Or just, you know, so yeah, I can only imagine, like I said, how they probably would have felt that time, man. It would have probably been shocking. It would have probably been a little bit scared. It would probably been a little bit of everything.
You know, it's one of the things that we can't overlook here when we talk about the fact that this word got to the people in Galveston in 1865. President Lincoln declared all slaves free on January 1st of 1863. We're talking years had gone by before folks knew.
Almost 2 years before anybody knew. And I just probably tell you, like, you ain't got the internet like we got now. You can't hit a button on your phone, you know what I mean, to get all that information readily available to you. You know, phone calls were being made. People would probably call. Like, they would do that now. This happened in 2024. I mean, it would get out so fast. I mean, the paper wouldn't even be on the newspaper by the time it got out. So, yeah, I mean, like, you can only imagine back then when they didn't have information readily flowing, you know, why it would miss, like, Galveston, Texas, why it would miss them little small towns and cities and hamlets and places like that. Yeah, I guarantee you, news probably didn't travel as fast as it does now.
And what do you say, we're with Mayor Dwan Walker of Aliquippa, to young men and women who are asking how much progress we have made and how much further we need to go?
I mean, just look around. I mean, we still got to love each other. We still got to appreciate each other. I mean, we still got to do a better job of doing that. You know, our communities need to, you know, look at each other and say, hey, we got to do better. We're still nowhere near close to where we want to be, but we ain't far away from where we was. So we just got to celebrate the triumphs and then keep and understand that there's more progress that needs to be done. I mean, we still got to do a lot more in our neighborhoods and our communities for it to be, hey, you know, this is what we have to do. So we just got to keep looking at that progress and just man, understand that, hey, we can't take any steps back now. We've come too far now. We've come way too far now.
Well, you are one of the people that a lot of young men and women and adults look up to in your role and what you've done in Aliquippa. So we salute you, Mayor, and thanks for your time today.
No, I appreciate the opportunity, Larry. Thank you.
Mayor Dwan Walker of Aliquippa on the Big K Morning Show.